Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner with Starless. Okay, so, a little bit of a confession, I skipped through a lot of stuff. There was some extra scenes in the party. I didn't really want to watch it again, but there is something important that they did. For anybody that wants to watch it, I guess you can find it on the internet, but it's not anything that any man, I think, really wants to see too bad. Basically, they had a buyer that wanted Makoto, because remember, they're selling him into slavery. And one of the buyers wanted his balls to be completely crushed, so they used a device to crush his balls while he was inside of his mother. And that's what happened. They continued to use the device, and it crushed his balls completely. So, yeah. That wasn't great to see. If anybody really, really wants me to show that, I will, but I mean, it was in the middle of that scene, because it's just a variation on the original scene, which is, you know. But I mean, if you really just have to have that ball crushing, I mean, let me know in the comments, and I'll go back and do it again, but I'm really just trying to get on with the rest of the game here. Because there's way more than this party. Is there anyone else interested in buying Mikiko? The mistress appears to be unsatisfied with the numbers Mikiko is drawing even after the show is over. Her value on the display hasn't budged for quite a while. I can imagine her frustration. It certainly looks unimpressive when compared to Makoto's right next to it. Even then, it's still a lot of money from my point of view. Considering how aggressive Kimishima was in her bid for Makoto, Mikiko didn't really stand a chance at making it. There's still time. I trained her personally, so I guarantee her quality. She might be a little bit past her prime, but that means she has all the more experience. She'll be able to enjoy some really kinky stuff with her. If you bid now, I'll even throw in a breast augmentation and hymen regeneration for free. You don't see this good a deal come around often. Now's your last chance to make it yours. Her efforts pay off as the guests fumble with their machines and the number listed for Mikiko starts changing rapidly. Hehe, that's better. Just a little more. It's still a piddly sum compared to Makoto's, but the mistress is happy to see the numbers rise. I'm gonna close the auction soon. Hurry up and get in your last bids. I can't stand to watch anymore and make my escape from the party. I arrive at the front hall and notice Sachi leaning against the wall and having a smoke. She must have wanted to get away from the party just like me. You sure you should be smoking inside like that? Yeah. Everyone's too preoccupied with the auction to notice anyway. She flicks a cigarette into a bucket sitting in the hall. I glance down the hallway to see Marika carrying Mr. Nonohara's corpse wrapped up in a vinyl sheet. Apparently she's on her way to carrying it to the basement. My guess would be that he's about to have his organs removed so they can sell them off. It's hard to believe this is all really happening. I notice several high-ranking police officials at the party. That must be how they keep all this stuff under wraps. Be careful, one wrong move and that could be me or you instead. Yeah, I know that now. I look up at the ceiling and mutter. I envy Mitarai for being unconscious for all this. It's more important than ever that I end my contract and get out of this place as soon as possible. Just 3 more days and I'm a free man. Phew! After seeing all the guests out and cleaning up the place with Sachi's help, I drag my tired feet back to my room. Mitarai is still out cold sleeping in the next room. With no one to make dinner, I force myself to eat some of the leftovers for the party. I didn't have much of an appetite, but I needed the energy. I didn't even have energy to take a bath. I just wanted to get to my room, get to sleep, and forget everything that happened today. I drop myself on my bed and ponder over what happened to Mikiko. I never did get a chance to talk to them after that. They were taken out away by the people who brought them soon after the auction. I know that Kimishima is the one who bought Makoto, but I have no idea who Mikiko went to. Not that it matters. There's nothing I can do anyway, and I'll never see them again. Let's just forget about it. I reach over blindly for the alarm clock and set it. I'll be so preoccupied with work tomorrow that I won't have time to think about anything else. After trying to make myself feel better, I turn out the light. Good night. The party was so exhausting that it didn't take long before I'm out cold. Day 13. Beep, beep. I fish around and shut up the noisy alarm. There's nothing more I'd like better than go back to sleep, but I fight the urge. Yawn. I get to my feet and stretch. At 6 o'clock, despite how exhausting yesterday was, I was able to get up on time. Still, I definitely feel the effects. My body's like lead, and I'm a little unsteady on my feet. I must still have some drugs left in my system as well, since my penis is rock hard even after all I went through yesterday. Or maybe it's just regular morning wood, and my sexual appetite is getting more and more voracious. Yeah, I think I'll just blame it on the drugs. Oh well, at least it still works. I rub my sleepy eyes and head for the washstand. I brush my teeth, wash my face, and change into my uniform. Just a little longer and I'll be out of this place. I look into the mirror and try to give myself a smile. Now that the party is over, the hard part should be out of the way. Now I just need to last a few more days. I won't have any regrets over leaving this awful place. Let's do this. I leave my room to get started on my morning chores. Usually I would meet Mitarai out in the hall, but I don't see her today. She might be sleeping off the fatigue from the party. Actually, thinking back to the ghastly scene she went through yesterday, it may be more than that. She might be holed up in her room again from the shock. She's gotten a lot stronger since then, but yesterday's party was the most dreadful experience yet. I want to believe she's strong enough to rise above it, but you never know. Curiosity gets the best of me, and I knock on her door. There's no response. It's Sawatari, I'm coming in. I turn the doorknob and open the door. She's not here. She's not inside, but the room is in order and the bed is made. It probably hasn't been that long since she left. I guess she went ahead without me. Come to think of it, she has to take care of the meals now that Mikiko is gone. It makes sense that she'd have to get up earlier now. Relieved, I close the door and go about my business. I go down to the basement and go over to the boiler. I get everything all set up as usual. There we go. All of the readings are normal and everything is set. Time for the next one. I climb the stairs and head for Marius's room. I stop in front of her door and take a deep breath before knocking. Be quiet. I'm tired. Let me sleep. I get a different sort of response than usual. Apparently she's still in bed. Do you want me to come back later? I'll do everything myself today. Just leave me alone. She responds, sounding annoyed. Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. Kind of rude after I came all this way, but whatever. At least I don't have to deal with her. Phew! I arrive at the front hall in a pretty good mood. The steady pendulum of the clock is the only source of sound in the quiet room. It's hard to believe there was a party here just yesterday. Guess I'll go to the dining room. I mutter and set off for breakfast. I was so tired yesterday that I didn't get to eat much. I'm starving. When I enter the dining room, the Mitarai and the mistress are already inside. My assumption about Mitarai seems to be correct. She's able to work through her fatigue in order to get breakfast ready. Mikiko and Makoto are absent, of course, but even Kyochi isn't present. The dining room looks remarkably empty with just the three of us. Good morning. She comes over to say hi. She looks a bit haggard, but at least she doesn't seem as depressed as I thought she might be. Good morning. When I saw you weren't in your room, I kind of freaked out. Sorry about that. I need to start getting up earlier to take care of my extra duties. Yeah, I figured. Sounds rough. It's not so bad. Just need to hang in there for a short while, she says with a smile. She's only here for a day longer than I am, but with Mikiko gone, she's become a key figure to this place. They'll most likely try to get her to renew her contract, but I doubt she'll agree to that. I have no idea what they're going to do after she's gone, but that's not our problem. I'm sure they'll figure something out with how rich they are. I'll have your food ready right away. Thanks. She rushes back into the kitchen. After she leaves my side, the mistress comes over in her place. Good morning, Sawatari. Good morning, ma'am. Are you all rested up from yesterday? Well, no, not completely. I made sure to let her know how tired I am. After everything that happened yesterday, I don't know if I could survive another round. Thankfully, she seems to be understanding of that, doesn't try to come on to me. You did a splendid job yesterday. My friends told me how happy they were with you. They even called just a short while ago to give their thanks. Kimishima especially seems quite fond of you. I see. That's good. I have to force myself to smile. Having someone like that take a liking to you can only lead to trouble. She even asked if you would work for her once your contract here expires. How about it? Would you be willing to give it a shot? I wasn't expecting to hear something so frightening. I wonder... Hold on, guys. I'm not sure if this is a major choice, but I don't think it is. Okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter what I pick. I would have to decline. I made it clear that I wouldn't accept. I'll be getting out of this awful place in just a few days. I don't care how much you pay me. I'm not gonna go through all that shit again. I admit that I may have a bit of a masochistic streak, but I'm not that screwed up. Oh, that's too bad. She said she'd give you the best treatment, too. I'd love to take the job, but I still have school and everything. Plus, I'd just like to relax at home for a while after this. I see. Well, let me know if you ever change your mind. I will do that. Hell would have to freeze over first. We finish our conversation, she goes back to her seat. I take my seat as well, and Midori comes in shortly with the meal. The three of us start breakfast in silence. That was delicious. The mistress finishes her meal first and stands from her seat. My shoulders twitch nervously as I think for a second that she's going for her after-breakfast snack. Yes, as a reward for how well you did yesterday, I'll be giving all the servants a day off. A day off? Indeed, yesterday was quite hectic, and you've been working non-stop since you got here. I think you deserve a break. As such, I will not be having your milk today. Thank you. That's one thing to be relieved about. Still, we need Midori to prepare food at least. Leave it to me. Thanks, that really helps. I need you to take care of the bare minimum essentials as well, Sawatari. Yes, ma'am. That won't be an issue. Pass the message along to Sachi if you see her. Very well. Good, I'll be taking my leave. She excuses herself from the dining room. Phew! I sigh in relief at the news. It's like I get a whole new day to spend. Midori seems to be just as happy about it as me. Yeah, I'm sure everyone's tired today. With all the crap we went through yesterday, it should be enough to satisfy even this family. As we're talking, I finish eating and stand up carrying my plate. Oh, it's okay. I'll clean up the plates. If you say so, thanks. I take her up on her offer and set my plate back on the table. Do you have any plans for today? I haven't really thought about it. Since I have the day off, I might as well relax in my room and read. I want to finish all the books I borrowed from the mistress's study before I leave. I picture Mitarai sitting by a window reading and smiling. The image fits her perfectly. What about you? I was thinking about using my extra time to make some progress on the project Marika left up to me. Oh, the thing with the garage? Yeah, I've been so busy lately that I haven't got much done. I want to finish that up before I leave too. It must be something you really enjoy if you're willing to spend your time. It must be something you really enjoy if you're willing to spend your day off working on it. Pretty much, it's the only part of the job that I can actually look forward to. Good luck with that. Thanks. Well, time's a-wasting, so I'll be going now. I wave goodbye and leave the dining room. When I come by the front hall, I see Sachi coming back in from her usual smoke. Phew, good morning. She smells heavily of cigarettes. Good morning. Outside smoking again? Yeah, got a problem? Getting in the smoke before work is like one of my only pleasures here. Yes, before work. Work being used in the loosest sense of the word. I actually have a message for you from the mistress. What, is it more work? Because if it is, you can do it for me. My schedule is already packed. No, she's giving all the servants a day off to rest up from the party. What? Why didn't you say that earlier? She's quite excited to hear the news. A day off, huh? That's unusual for her. I wonder how I should spend it. She looks overjoyed as she mulls over her plans. This thinking session calls for another smoke. Wanna join me? She takes a cigarette from her pocket and holds it out to me. No thanks, I don't smoke. I push her hand back. Good. Don't smoke. That's too bad. Well, I'll be out having another smoke. Yeah, don't smoke, folks. It's not good. Enjoy yourself. I watch her go back outside to the garden. Guess I should get started on my day, too. I head downstairs to the garage to enjoy my day off. I stop in front of the garage door and put in the password Marika taught me. Once the lock is released, I open the door and step inside. I searched around for the light and flipped it on. There are about 5 cars left to go. If I spend all afternoon, I should be able to finish most of them. Time to get to work! I get the materials I need out of the locker and get started on the first car. Phew! I finish up the last car for today and take a deep breath. I'm able to work at a faster pace now and I'm getting the hang of it. I even managed to finish 3 cars. At this rate, I could finish with the last 2 tomorrow. I take a step back and admire my handiwork. It's already past 3. I was so caught up in my work that I lost track of time. Time to call it a day. I put the supplies back in the locker and stepped out. I make sure the lock is in place before leaving the basement. After my 8-hour stay in the basement, I head for my room. I want to use what little time I have left before dinner to get some rest. As I'm walking along the first floor hallway, my feet come to a stop in front of the game room as I hear a familiar sound. When I get closer to the door, I hear the sound of billiard balls smacking against each other. I can hear Sachi and Marika talking as well. They're at it again. Sachi never learns. Better let sleeping dogs lie. Things would just get more complicated if I stick my nose into them. I decide to continue on my way. I come back to my room and relax on my bed until it's time for dinner. Come dinner time, I'm on my way to the dining room as usual. Everyone's already in their seats looking tired. Oh hey, we're just about to start dinner. Have a seat. Minorai stops what she's doing and comes over. With Mikiko gone, the burden of making the meals rests entirely on her shoulders. Oh, okay. I go ahead and take my seat. The dining room feels barren without Mikiko and Makoto. Plus, with Mitarai and I leaving in a few more days, it's going to get even bleaker around here. Granted, knowing them, I'm sure they'll find a replacement soon enough. I feel sorry for the poor sap that'll get suckered in the same way I did. Here you are. She lines the table with a number of gorgeous dishes. Very well, let's eat. At her signal, we all start digging into the food Mitarai prepared. Mitarai's dishes tasted every bit as good as Mikiko's. In fact, I personally prefer a French cuisine approach over Mikiko's Italian style. We eat in silence, and dinner time passes without incident. Phew! I killed some time in my room after dinner until it was time for my usual bath. It was a hectic day, but relaxing in a bath like this just makes you forget all about it. Just a few more days. With the party out of the way, I just have to put up with their whims for a little longer, and I'm a free man. While I'm thinking to myself, someone opens the sliding door to the bathroom. Hey there, don't mind me. Sachi steps into the bathroom completely nude. What the hell are you doing here? I'm here to take a bath. What else would I be doing here? But why would you do that while I'm already in here? Is it really that big of a deal? We've already been through crazier shit than this, right? Besides, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. She starts washing herself, completely unfazed by my presence. I look away and steal nervous peeks here and there. She really does have a great body. It's just too bad it's completely ruined by her personality. That seems to be a theme with this place.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Hold on, let me see where I'm at. Okay. It's really not a whole lot in this end point. Because I have that, of course. And then I got two endings there. So we'll be just seeing a lot of endings mainly at this point, guys. Shouldn't be much more game left. Maybe a few more days, but not that much.
She really does. Okay. Come to think of it, the last time we were together in the bathroom like this, she ended up price gouging me for information. Better stay on guard in case she's planning something. I figured I'd let you know ahead of time. Huh? What's this all about? This isn't like you. Excuse me. She seems more modest than usual, making me even more suspicious. I'm thinking of quitting my job here pretty soon. What? That's actually kind of a surprise. She seems to be the most easygoing of all the servants. I figured she'd stay here even after we were gone to keep raking in the cash. How soon is pretty soon? Well, I was thinking maybe 2 or 3 days from now. It's pretty sudden. That'd be the same time Mitarai and I leave. Does the mistress know about this? With Sachi gone, that would leave this place without a single servant. I doubt the mistress would want that to happen. I haven't told her yet, but I doubt she'll have any issues with it. My contract has been expired for a while now. I'm only here because I asked her to let me stay. I'm sure she'll be more than happy to get rid of a useless maid like me. That's surprisingly honest of her. So she knew all along how useless she was. That's a shocker. So what are you gonna do after you quit? I have a few jobs similar to this one lined up. They don't pay as well, but excuse me, they don't pay as well, but they gotta be better than working in this place.
I feel sorry for the poor sap who hires this lazy bones. So yeah, we'll both be out of here soon. Let's make the most of our time left. Uh-huh. She grins at me and I give a half-hearted reply. Well, I'll leave you alone now. You can stay here and relax. She gets up and leaves without even stepping in the bathtub. I watch her leave and sink down to my shoulders. After soaking for a good while, I get out of the bathroom. Back in my room, I think about Sachi while I dry my hair. This place is gonna feel pretty empty without her. She has her faults, but she isn't a terrible person or anything. I have a feeling that I'll never see her again after she quits. I'm both happy and sad to see her go. I don't know, it's a weird feeling. I should probably get to bed. I finish drying my hair and set my alarm clock. It's a little early for bedtime, but I want to get a nice long rest. Good night! I turn out the lights and snuggle into bed. Day 14. Ugh! Click. I'm awakened by the sound of the noisy alarm clock. After reaching over and shutting it up, I rub my sleepy eyes and climb out of bed. Yawn. I get to my feet and stretch. It's 6 o'clock as usual. I'm so sleepy, but I'm so used to my morning routine that I head over to the washstand by pure reflex. I brush my teeth, wash my face, and get dressed. Now I'm ready to face the day. Let's get this over with. I head out to finish my morning chores. I go down to the basement to turn on the boiler. Oh, hold on. Take care of the usual process and get it running. There we go. Everything seems to be in order. On to the next task. I lift the basement and head for Marius's room. Mentally weary from my encounter with Marisa, I pass by the front hall on my way to the dining room. I enter the dining room to find the mistress, Kyochi, and Midorai already inside. Good morning. Seeing Midorai has a soothing effect on my spirit. Shame I won't be able to see her like this for much longer. Good morning. Hold on, I'll have your food ready in just a second. Thanks. Midorai goes into the kitchen, the mistress comes over next. Good morning, Sawatari. Good morning, ma'am. The end of your contract period is coming up soon. I don't suppose you consider staying on for a bit longer? Like I said yesterday, I don't plan to at the moment. I see. It's gonna be lonely without you. Seeing my daily morning milk source leave is gonna hurt. My apologies. She makes me feel a little guilty. I wouldn't mind staying on at all if all I had to do were regular chores. But with the stuff they make me do here? No way! It's gonna be tough finding a replacement for you. And better hurry up and prepare some new help wanted ads. I'm gonna need at least 5 or 6 people if I want to make up for Makoto while I'm at it. If you'll excuse me, I have some business to take care of. She puts her hands together and hurries out of the dining room. Oh, where's she going? Midorai comes back with my breakfast and sees the mistress leave the room. She said something about making more help wanted ads and dashed off. Oh yeah, she'll be really low on employees pretty soon. I feel bad knowing there's gonna be more people duped by those ads though. Yeah, that's not a very pleasant thought. Midorai and I take our seats and eat in silence. Kyochi ignores us and continues to eat. Without Mikiko here, his usual irritated expression looks a touch sadder than usual. The mistress never came back to the dining room. It's lucky for me, since it meant one less unpleasant morning chore. Once I finish with breakfast, I decide to spend my free time in the garage. I should have enough time to finish up the last two cars and get started on my work. After several hours of work, including an hour break, I finish up the remaining two cars. By that time, it's already past 3 p.m. Phew, finally got it all done. I look on with awe at the Di Tommaso Pantera GTS and Porsche 935 Turbo I just got done polishing. They're my two favorite cars here, so I wanted to save them for last and put the most time and effort into them. I shouldn't be hearing any complaints from Marika about these two at least. I move my eyes across all eight of the cars I worked on and admire my own work. Good thing I managed to finish them all before I leave this place. Suddenly, I heard the door to the garage open. I look over to see Marika walk in. Looks like you're all finished up here. Yeah, just now, actually. Good work. That was pretty good timing. How'd you know I'd be done today? Well, it helps that I've been watching you work using that security camera over here. She points to a little camera in the corner of the ceiling. It's so small, I didn't even notice it until now. Come to think of it, with all these expensive cars lined up, you'd have to be pretty stupid not to have a security camera watching them. How about I give you a token of my gratitude? That's okay, just being able to touch these cars is reward enough. You sure? Thanks, you're such a nice guy. You know I could repay you with my body if you want. She looks at me with luscious eyes. Haha, yeah, I appreciate the offer, but no thanks. I laugh nervously and turn her down. Jeez, why do you gotta be so cold? She frowns when she sees that I'm unresponsive. Well, I'll be going now. Thanks again, Salutari. It was nothing, really. I leave the garage and go back to my room. I don't really have anything else to do, so I just kill time there until dinner. After eating dinner and taking a bath, I shut down the boiler and come back to my room. Tomorrow's my last day. It was a long and eventful 2 weeks, but now they're finally over. Most of it was hellish, but you could say it was a very unique and meaningful experience. I doubt my job experience here will come in handy in the future, but one thing's for sure, I think it's going to be much harder to get sexual gratification from now on. There's nothing I can do about it now. I'll just move on and try to live my life. I sigh and set my alarm clock. It's a little too early for bed, but I want to get a good start on tomorrow. Good night! I turn out the lights and drift off to sleep. The last day. Ugh! Ugh! Click. I shut the noisy alarm up and crawl out of bed. Yawn. I get to my feet and stretch. It's 6 in the morning and got up on time, just like usual. I'm a little sleepy at first, but I get a nice burst of energy when I remember that today is my last day. I quickly get ready for the day by brushing my teeth, washing my face, and getting dressed. One more day and I'm out of here. Let's do this. I step out of my room and get started on my morning chores. I go down the basement and head for the boiler. I get the boiler up and running with the usual procedure. There we go. Everything is up and running without any problems. That's one down. I proceed to Marius's room and take care of my next job. Since this is the last time I'll be doing it, I don't actually mind too much. As usual, I stop in front of her door to take a breath and straighten myself up. Once I'm ready, I knock on her door. Come in! She answers, already expecting me. Maybe it's just my imagination, but she sounds less threatening than usual. Excuse me. I open the door, curious about the sudden change. I'm even more confused when I come in and find her already dressed. Good morning, Lady Marisa. Good morning. She even returned my greeting. This is kind of creepy. So about helping you get dressed. As you can see, I already took care of that myself. Today's your last day, and I'm gonna have to start doing this by myself after you leave. I figure I might as well get started now and give you a break for your last day. She's a bitch, but I guess she can be nice every once in a while. Thank you for your kind concern. I thank her out of politeness. Given all the crap she's put me through, it's gonna take more than this to make me truly grateful. It's too bad that you don't get to taste my pee one last time. Yeah. If you ever get a craving for it, you can always come back after you quit. There's no chance in hell of that happening, but I don't want to say anything to anger her. Thank you. You can go now. Thank you. Goodbye, ma'am. I bow and leave her room. That was odd. I wonder what came over her. Her attitude makes me a little uneasy. I know she's probably just trying to be nice, but it feels weird coming from her. Frankly, I'd be more comfortable if she just bossed me around and forced me to drink her pee like usual. Oh, and I'm not saying that because I want to drink her pee or anything, I swear. With all my morning tasks out of the way, I head for the dining room. I go inside to find the mistress there waiting for me. Good morning, Sawatari. Good morning, ma'am. Well, your last day is finally upon us. You've been extremely helpful. It'd be a shame to let you go. You sure you don't want to stay on and keep working here? Probably not. I just want to hurry up and get back home. I decline her offer. Once I'm out of here, I'm never ever coming back. That's a shame. Give us a call if you ever change your mind. You're always welcome here. Thank you. So what time do you plan on leaving today? I'll only keep you on for the morning, so you're free to do whatever you want after that. I would suggest leaving shortly after noon if you want to make it home before it gets dark. Actually, do you mind if I stay here for today? Sure, but may I ask why? I just thought it'd be a little lonely to leave on my own. I may as well wait for tomorrow and leave together with Mitarai. Oh my, you two have grown rather close, haven't you? Well, that's fine with me. You're free to do that if you like. You can even stay for a week if you want. Why, I wouldn't even mind if you decided to live here. Thank you, but that's quite alright. We'll be out of your hair tomorrow. I was kidding. Don't forget you still work here until noon. Make sure you don't cut any corners just because it's your last day. Yes, ma'am. Mistress goes back to her seat. Mitarai comes up to me next. Good morning, Sawatari. Good morning. Are you sure about this? You don't have to go out of your way to wait for me. It's no problem. It's not like I'm in a hurry to get back or anything. Besides, I want to go back with you. I want to spend as much time with you as I can. I work up the courage to tell her how I really feel. She blushes. Thank you. Don't mention it. That isn't the only reason I want to wait for her. To be honest, I'm scared to leave her alone, even just for a day. Sachi is supposed to be quitting today, so she'll be the only one here. Who knows what they'll do to her? I'll bring in your breakfast. Thanks. After finishing my last breakfast as a servant, I leave the dining room. I arrive at the front hall and find Sachi there. I expected her to be coming in from the smoke like usual, but that isn't the case. She's got a luggage bag sitting next to her. Good morning, Sachi. Good morning. What's with all the luggage? Told you I was leaving, didn't I? You mean right this instant? Yep, I already informed the mistress first thing in the morning. You were just gonna leave without a word to me or Mitarai? I'm not a fan of that sentimental stuff. She forces a smile. Fortunately, I still had enough money left for the taxi fare. I had the mistress call a cab for me. Once my ride gets here, I'm out of this place for good. She waves her hand goodbye, and I notice the bracelet on her left wrist is gone. I see. Well, it was a short time, but it was nice knowing you. Same here. You really helped me out with a lot of stuff. Thanks for everything. She's a real slave driver, but she did help me out on occasion. If it wasn't for her advice, I don't think I would have lasted here as long as I did. Oh, Sachi, are you going out somewhere? Mitarai finishes cleaning up and comes back from the dining room. She's quitting today, apparently. What? Really?
悪いわね。別に隠していたつもりはないんだけど、話すタイミングがなくてね。
Sorry for not saying anything. I didn't mean to hide it. I just never really found the chance to say it.
あなたにもお世話になったわね。あなたの料理、とても美味しかったわ。
You were a big help too, particularly your food. It was delicious.
こちらこそ、お世話になりました。
Oh, yes, thank you. You too.
二人とも、ここを辞めても頑張ってやっていくのよ。
Make sure you guys don't slack off after you quit working here. You wouldn't want to become like me. Also, you guys make a cute couple. Try to stay together. I think it's fate that you two met here. Don't break up or you'll regret it. Yeah, thanks for the advice. I brush off her teasing. God, what is taking that taxi so long? She looks at the clock and voices her frustration. Well, no point in hanging around here. I'll go outside and have a smoke while I wait. Sachi takes her luggage bag and steps outside. Just then, the mistress comes out from the reception room and calls out to us. Ah, I was just about to go looking for you. How convenient. There's something I want to ask you to. What is it? Mitarai wants you to clean the reception room. The reception room? Alright then. I have one last chore for you too, Sawatari. It's fine with me. It's my last day, so I'm in a good enough mood to do pretty much anything. The dining room silverware is starting to get a little dull. You think you can polish them for me? I'll get right on it. I appreciate it. She says what she came to say and goes up to the second floor. Mitarai and I split up to tackle our jobs. She goes to the reception while I head for the dining room. I enter the dining room and go over to the cupboard that holds all the dinnerware. After taking the silverware out, I get some abrasive cleaner out of the drawer and apply it to a cloth. Then I start polishing utensils one by one. Hey, this is pretty easy. I start to hum as I work. Thankfully, they aren't really that dull. With just a little elbow grease, they're back to being as shiny as ever. Granted, there are a lot of utensils here. Maybe a simple job, but it's going to take quite a while. Well, it's my last job here. I might as well give it all I've got. I roll up my sleeves and get to polishing. I look over at the clock and see that I've been at it for 2 hours now. There's a huge line of shiny, sparkling silverware in front of me. I've already finished with most of it. Phew, time for a short break. I set the spoon and cloth on the table and stand up from my chair to stretch. Wonder how Mitarai's coming along. I decide to check up on Mitarai during my break. When I'm about halfway down the hallway, I suddenly hear a large, loud crash coming from the reception room. What the hell was that? I rush to the door, go inside. Inside, I see Mitarai quivering as she looks to the floor. I look down to see what the big deal is and see what appears to be shattered remains of some kind of vase. Are you alright? She seems to be in shock as I run up to her. I was cleaning the vase when suddenly the stand started to wobble. Before I even realized what was going on, the vase fell to the floor, she explains in a shaky voice. I look over and notice one of the legs of the stand is broken. It must have caused the table to tip and the vase to fall off. It looks like it was fairly heavy. I doubt Mitarai could have supported it by herself. What do I do? I think this vase was important to her. I don't know, but it was probably expensive if they keep it around in this mansion. I just know it was. What if they tell me I have to pay for it? Just when I was about to get out of here, I have to go and screw it up. She's on the verge of breaking down. It's okay, it was an accident. She'll understand as long as you apologize. Besides, I still have the money I earned. If all else fails, I can help pay it off. She leans on me and cries. Despite what I said, I doubt the mistress will let her off the hook that easily. Luckily, I still have the $4 million she gave me. I'll just have to pray the vase as it costs more than that. Not long after I finished pondering to myself, the mistress arrives in the reception room. I heard something loud. What happened? I accidentally broke the vase that was sitting here. I'm so sorry. I was careless. Midorai bows deeply in apology. But that was one of my favorites. Oh no, it's in pieces. She looks at the shattered pieces on the floor in horror. I'm so sorry. Well, are you hurt? Oh no, I'm fine, thank you. That's good to hear, at least. She recovers pretty quickly. Maybe there's a chance she'll let Midorai off the hook. What's done is done. No use crying over spilt milk. You just have to face the consequences and pay for it. The conversation suddenly takes a bad turn. Oh no! Midorai takes the news pretty hard. She looks like she's about to faint. Now wait a second, please. It's not like she did it on purpose. Whether it was an accident or not, the fact remains that she broke my vase. If the issue occurred because of a fault of hers, it's only natural for her to be the one responsible for it. It's not like I can say anything to refute that. But wait, she doesn't even have any money left to pay you. Then she can pay it off with her body. A look of fright comes over her. How about I pay for her then? I wanted to help her so bad I say without thinking. Oh, will you? Yes, how much is it exactly? Let's see. It was 8 million when I bought it, but I suppose I can be nice and knock that down to half price. A wave of relief comes over me. Half of 8 million would be 4 million, exactly how much I have. Actually, she might have even cut it down to 4 million on purpose since she knew I had that much. Alright, I'll use the 4 million you gave me to pay for it. That'll do. I'll go and get it. I fly out and head back to my room. I go and open my bag, laying next to the bed. I reach in and take the envelope I hid at the bottom of it. I notice immediately it seems lighter than it should be. What the? I open the envelope and take out what's inside. All the bills are gone, and there's a little piece of paper with writing on it in their place. Sawatari, I borrowed the cash in this envelope. Sorry about that. I'll pay you back someday. You fucking bitch! I scream and throw the envelope to the floor. That little bitch must have sneaked in and sold it before she left. Knowing her, I doubt she'll make any actual attempt at paying it back. She's probably mad that I didn't lend her any money, so she did this as payback. Oh man, now what do I do? My anger quickly turns to fear, and I realize I have no way of paying off the vase for Midorai. It would be impossible to catch up to Sachi now, and I have no idea where she lives. I'll just have to go back to the mistress and tell her the truth. I head back to the reception room with heavy steps. I see. After hearing my story, she nods. So Sachi made off with all 4 million. Yes. I doubt there's any chance of you getting it back. She said she didn't have a current place of residence when she started working here. Now that she's gone, we have no way of tracking her down. Oh no! That makes me practically broke. I'm in no position to shoulder someone else's debts. That's too bad, Midorai. Looks like you'll be staying here. Is that okay with you? Oh, yes, ma'am. Midorai replies faintly. She's pretty much just given up at this point. We already have new interviews for some employees lined up. We can't really afford to be employing Midorai along with them. She speaks in a theatric tone on purpose. Oh, I know. We can put her up for sale in the next auction and pay it off that way. She puts her hands together and says delightfully. That's so cruel. Well, I'm sorry, but we can't go around spending so much money on mere servants. This isn't a charity. Oh, please, that's pocket change given how wealthy this family is. I'm starting to think this was all set up on purpose as part of a scheme to get Midorai to stay here. The mistress has done nastier things, I wouldn't put it past her. Unfortunately, confronting her wouldn't really change anything. I'm powerless to do anything. If it was If I was the one who cleaned this room instead, we might have been able to avoid this. Just go. Just go. And Salutari, now that you don't have a reason to wait for Mitarai anymore, you can go ahead and leave now. Huh? Just go. Go. It's a little earlier than scheduled, but I'll go ahead and cancel your contract now. You're free to leave at any time. It takes a second to process what she's saying. Come to think of it, she's right. There's no reason for me to stay until tomorrow anymore. But still, I can't just bring myself to leave because I'm a fucking idiot. Try looking a little more happy about it. Don't you want to get out of here? Yes! Here, I'll even take off your bracelet. She takes the keychain out of the safe and puts it up against my bracelet. It makes an electronic beep and the sturdy bracelet comes right off. There you go. You can leave now. But I can't just leave Mitarai behind. Just go! Go! You're not gonna accomplish anything by staying here. Your contract is already up. It's time to leave. Ah! She'll show you the front door. Go! I'll show you the front door. Come with me. She practically drives me out of the room. Goodbye, Sawatari. See you later. Bring my luggage with me to the front door where we bid farewell. Come on, Mitarai. Stop crying and say goodbye to Sawatari. Goodbye, Mitarai. See you later, Hell. Goodbye, Hell. Sniff, thanks for everything, Sawatari. It pains me to hear the sadness in her voice. I'm sorry I couldn't help you. That's about all I have a chance to say, but the mistress forces me outside. All right. Let's get the hell out of here. They shut the door and lock it. Keep that motherfucker locked. With no other choice, I set out on my way back to my apartment. With no money to call a taxi, I have to travel the entire way on foot. And damn it, I'm gonna sing a happy song the whole damn time. The day after. Once I made it back to my apartment, I went back to my old life, and I was never fucking happier. Because of the sudden change of environment and my guilt over leaving Mitarai behind, I didn't have the energy to get up and do anything. But you'll get over it. I ended up just locking myself in the room for the whole week. I went through all the trouble and had nothing to show for it when I got back. I basically just ended up wasting time and energy. If anything, I actually lost more than I gained. For one, the strange sexual experiences I had there had an obvious dramatic effect on me. Even when I didn't have the energy to do anything, my sexual appetite was still voracious as it was then. On days when I didn't have an appetite and couldn't eat, I was still masturbating like crazy. Whenever I thought back to Mitarai or my days at the mansion, my loins ached and I would start masturbating purely by reflex. The pleasure I experienced in that place rotted my brain. Kept craving it even after I left. I don't know if all the drugs I was given there were still inside my body or what, but masturbation enough just wasn't alone, just wasn't enough to satisfy me. I masturbated so much that the trash can was filled with used tissues, but even that wasn't enough to quell my thirst. For a while, I did nothing but masturbate and sleep. That continued for a few weeks before I started to calm down. Perhaps I succeeded in expelling all the drugs in my body through semen by then. After about a month, I recovered to the point I was ready to start my life back up again. Still masturbated more than usual, but as time went on, the frequency kept getting smaller. I was finally able to move on from that place and become a normal student again. I was still a little worried about Mitarai, but there's no use dwelling on the past too much. I'm sure she's managed to get out of there by now anyway. Sometime after I've got my life back in order, a strange package arrived at my apartment. What's this? I take it out of the mailbox on my door and look at it quizzically. It's in a thick envelope addressed to me, but the sender's address isn't listed. I remove the tape sealing the envelopment, curious to see what's inside. Inside is a single DVD case. The rest of the space is for cardboard bubble to protect it during shipping. Take it out and open it. Inside is a generic DVD with some writing on it. I gasp as soon as I see it. The name Mitarai and a date is written on it with magic marker. Just when I was about to move on with my life, this has to arrive. The date on it is from 3 years ago. There isn't anything else written on the DVD except for those two things. 3 days ago. I have a bad feeling about it, but I can't just ignore it. I go over to the DVD player to load it up. A voice whispers in the back of my head, telling me I'd regret it if I played it. Probably should just ignore it, throw it in the garbage, and go. Still, I ignore it as I put the DVD inside, push the play button with shaky fingers. Screen comes up showing some familiar scenery and a familiar face. Mitarai. Mitarai appears on the screen wearing nothing but panties, smiling and spreading her legs and being surrounded by a bunch of naked men. I stare at my TV in shock when suddenly she starts to talk. Sawatari, are you watching this? I'm doing just fine here. You don't have to worry about me. Today, I get to let the old gentleman who brought the privilege to make me pregnant come inside me. There's a fat, disgusting old man holding her from behind with his nostrils flaring in excitement. Behind him are three more old men, naked and ready to go. Just the thought of one of the geezers making her pregnant makes me sick to my stomach. The old man behind her is flaccid, a skinny little penis drooping downwards. I find it hard to believe it even still works. We made sure to keep track of my ovulation cycle. And they even injected me with fertility drugs. I'm sure I'll get pregnant today. I didn't want you to miss the moment I got pregnant. So we're recording this for you. Make sure you watch it to the very end. What the hell is this? She smiles as she speaks with a disinterested tone. Her eyes look dead, like she's just completely given up on everything. I wanted to help her, but this is a recording of something that had already happened. It's too late. All I can do now is shut up and watch. Okay, mister, get hard so you can impregnate me. She says, pulling down her panties of her own accord. She reveals the soft flesh of her vulva out in the open. Her pussy is dripping wet and ready to accept this member. As someone who had sex with her before, I feel a strange sense of jealousy knowing an old man is about to have his way with her. And not only that, but he gets to impregnate her too. As far as asserting your male dominance goes, I think I lost this one. As I think to myself, Mitarai brings her two fingers up to her pussy and spreads it open. In a few minutes, the old man is going to fill my fertile pussy with his sperm. She gives a mockery of a smile and holds a peace sign over her pussy. Once I give birth to that child, I have to get pregnant by the others in the back next. My pussy will probably be all dark and ugly by the time it's over. That's why I want you to get a good look at my pussy before I give birth. I want you to remember it as pretty as it is now. Just one is bad enough, but three in the back as well? Giving birth to all those children would take her at least a few years. The naughty display she puts on for the camera makes the old men behind her start to get hard. Oh, it looks like the medicine is taking effect. My old shriveled up penis is showing life. Looks like I finally get to come again. I think it's been over 3 years since I last came. I bet it's gonna be all thick and mature. I bet I can get you pregnant with one shot. This is my first erection in a month. Me too. I've been this hard styling a youngin. Well, the strong smell from your cock is making my head spin. She looks at all the cocks surrounding her with ecstasy. Okay, go on and fill my fertile womb with your thick sperm. Hell yeah! I'll have you pregnant in no time! The old man sticks his erect cock inside her. Your cock is inside me. Oh, what a tight little pussy. I haven't had sex in a long time, so it's even better. This old cock of mine should be coming in no time, the old man says, shivering with pleasure. Even with a disgusting old man like that inside her, Mitarai's body responds with pleasure. Oh, this feels so good, I love it! He's unable to contain himself and starts pushing in and out of her immediately. You men in the back can imagine you're impregnating me and spray your cum all over me for practice.
You got it! God, I can't wait till it's my turn to get her pregnant.
Me either!
The old men start jacking off immediately after a suggestion. I find myself doing the same, tearing my pants and staring intently at the screen as I start stroking my cock.
Ah, you're such a beast! This is the hardest pussy I've ever had! Just the thought of making you pregnant with my seed is gonna make me cum! My youngest daughter's about your age, too, so it makes me feel like I'm fucking my own daughter! That makes it even better!
The disgusting old man hammers his gross dark penis inside of her while all the others match pace to him as they jack off. I'm right there with them, masturbating in sync with the old man on the TV screen.
Ah, don't rub my breast so hard, it feels too good.
It feels so perfect, I can't wait to get you pregnant so I can get milk out of them.
He gives her breast a thorough massage as he pounds her hips.
God, this is the best sex I ever had. I want to enjoy some more, but I can't hold out much longer.
Despite that, his hips keep going at it more and more furiously. His balls rise up into his body, swollen with cum and ready to shoot at any moment.
I don't want to come, but I can't stop myself.
I'm gonna come too. He gives a disgusting grunt, uses the last of his strength for the finish. He makes Mitarai squirm as he hammers into her with the speed of a piston.
I'm coming too!
One of the masturbating old men goes off early and comes all over.
Me too!
Another one follows him and gets her in the face. Oh, it's all over my face!
I'm coming too!
The last of the old men comes over her breasts. She's just dramatizing all of this.
And now I'm next. Time to take my seat in your womb.
Yes, do it. Impregnate me. She shivers with excitement as the old man drives his cock as deep inside her as he can manage.
Here comes my baby.
Come inside my womb is making me come. The sensation of his cum hitting her womb causes Mitarai to shiver with pleasure as she climaxes with him. There's so much pouring into my womb, I'm gonna get pregnant.
Your womb is squeezing my cock and sucking the cum right out of me. Alright, if you want to get pregnant that badly, I'll give you some more.
His balls move up and down as they pump semen inside of her.
Come on, you guys, throw some semen on her to celebrate the conception of my new child. Fine, but I get to impregnate her next. She's getting pregnant right before my eyes. This is hot. Damn it, I wanted to be the first to get her pregnant.
They shoot their hot cum all over the woman who will be impregnating in the future. It's so warm, I'm covered with cum both inside and out. Her body trembles with excitement as she bathes in their cum.
Me too!
I stroke my cock even harder as I stare intently into the screen. I hit climax and shoot towards the TV. My cum hits against where Mitarai is on the TV screen. Ew, dude, clean that up. Nasty! On your screen? Are you fucking nuts? Why? When it's all over, Mitarai is covered in a thick white coating of semen. Semen leaks out of her vagina, showing just how much he came inside his fertile womb.
Phew, that was a lot. You're getting pregnant, all right. No question about it.
Now completely spent, his penis goes soft and falls out of her pussy. After enjoying their orgasm for a few moments, the other men go flaccid as well. With his penis no longer blocking the entrance, the leftover cum that couldn't fit inside her womb spills out. I'm ovulating. My egg is going to drop down right in the middle of all those swimming sperm. The sperm are gathering around my egg. She mutters to herself before giving in to exhaustion. I can't stand it, it's just a video. I want to jump in there and scrape the cum out as soon as possible. What? Oh man, his head's all fucked from it. You need to go see a shrink, Salutari. You need to go see a therapist. A therapist and a psychologist. And an exorcist too.
What brings you here to the house of the Lord?
Sir, I confronted the devil. And you won't believe my story. Now look at the camera and explain just what happened.
Young man you love is watching, isn't he? You better make sure he knows.
Okay, she opens her eyes and turns the camera with a smile. It's over, they fertilized me. I'm gonna be pregnant now. She smiles and gives a peace sign into the camera. I'm sorry, Salutari, I love you, but I got pregnant by these old men instead. It happens. It happens.
To be absolutely fair,
you know what? I'm gonna go red pill on this. Some people are gonna be fucking hating me for this. But you know this is bullshit that happens. Like, come on. Old men, sugar daddies, sugar babies. You don't think this shit goes on. Come on now. Maybe not like with all the men, but you can't tell me you don't have no young girls with these old guys that got all this money and riches and power. Because you know it happens. You know these old motherfuckers. I'm talking about some guys in their 50s, you know, 60s. Hugh Hefner had all these young girls with him. Like, this is shit that happens. You know, all these girls, they want these... These guys, maybe some of the Dubai porta potty princes are actually older guys. We don't know that. These fucking Insta thoughts that y'all be, oh, she's so beautiful with her fake ass. She's probably getting this, but she's getting a scat treatment from Abdullah, and I'm like an old guy, like a 50-something-year-old dude. This is probably shit that's happening. I'm getting red pill on this because this is red pill. Remember that meme where you see the pretty women on, and you said if you see these pretty women, don't forget who owns the boat, and it's a bunch of old fat guys? That's life! What Say's trying to show you is shit that fucking goes down. It's like, and that's the biggest red pill of all. It shows that the love is fucking bullshit. I'm sorry, Salutari. I love you, but I got pregnant by these old men instead. Because this is a thing that happens, and love is fucking bullshit. We went on our own way because we know it's bullshit. She still allowed herself to get pregnant with the fucking peace sign. Look at that little peace sign. Look at me. And there's women that do this shit on the internet right now, and you can't tell me they don't. Watch these old men film me. I don't love you. I love money and old men and riches and power. Everything those old men have. Yep, and those kids are gonna fucking, like, I'm serious, the kids that she has? Let me go ahead and bring this into perspective. They're all the children of rich, wealthy suitors. She's gonna be living a life of luxury. I'm serious. These old men, they're like Sims. These are the old men on OnlyFans. These are the same old men, I guarantee you, that are giving these 17-year-old girls that were going on OnlyFans because they were making thousands of dollars a week. Thousands of dollars a week. Remember when I talked about that when we did the OnlyFans articles? Talking about how the young girls would make that kind of money? You guys remember that? Yeah. Well, these are the same old men that would giving her the money, that would give her money if she was on the OnlyFans. But now they're getting her baby and everything else. You don't think these old men that gives all these girls this money, you don't think they want the kid? You don't think they want a beautiful woman to have a child with? You don't think that that's something they actually want? Of course they do. What do you think these old men are paying all this money for? In the hopes that they might get to impregnate this fucking woman. It happens. I haven't even had a drop of alcohol. And I'm just coming to these conclusions. Because what you see here may be revolting. It may be disgusting. Our friend Salutari here has got a twisted mind, so he can't think rationally. But me, Grim, I can. I can look at this and I can show you the... Maybe it's not so much a red pill as it is a black pill. Maybe that's what the big deal with this ending is. So, shocked? No, I'm not shocked. Matter of fact, this is the best ending. And I'll tell you why. Because Salutari doesn't have to worry about any of it. Salutari can say, you know what, Meter Eye? I loved you. But you decided that you wanted to get knocked up by these old men instead. And plus, you know, they pushed me out. I mean, he's gonna have a hard time for the rest of his life, but you know what? He gets to fucking live. He doesn't have to go back to that place. He doesn't have to deal with that bullshit. He never has to see any of that again. You know what I would do with that DVD if I got it? Basically, after I've watched it, crack it right in half. And then, set the damn thing on fire. You know, you can actually put them in a microwave and fuck them up. I've done it before. Yeah, I have done that. I've put a DVD in a microwave. Dude, you put that shit in a microwave, it's done. You'll never be able to watch it again. It's finished. And I'm not even talking for a long time. I'm talking like a couple seconds. You can fucking destroy a disc like that. So, yeah. I'd be done. I'd crush it all up, throw it away. I don't want it. I'm finished. I'm done. I walked away. They pushed me out. I'm gone. I don't give a fuck what happens to her. Let her have all the fucking illegitimate bastards with all these old men that she wants. I'm done. Maybe this is Salutari walking away. Like, you know what? Fuck it. But I don't know. It seems like Salutari, it doesn't have his head in the right place, though. Because what you're saying to me, Grim, the guy just came on the fucking screen. Right. But he needs help. He needs help to move on. He got attached to this girl sexually and they had a romantic bond. They had a trauma bond. That's a trauma bond they have, guys. That's not really love. You know, and obviously she cares about this. He's like, I got pregnant by these old men instead. That's what you look forward to. That's what you see. I mean, I talked to a woman. She don't work there anymore. Young girl. She said, there's all these sugar daddies in their 50s. This girl's 20-something, guys. They're 50s and something that are hitting me up. And I said, what are you doing about it? She says, well, thing is, ain't none of them actually seem like they got any sugar. They don't have anything. Like, they don't have money. So what that means to me, you know, being the man that looks ahead at these things, is that if there was a man with sugar, she'd probably take him. She'd probably fuck that 50-something-year-old, 60-something. And some of you guys are older and you're like, yeah, well, what's wrong with that? Nothing, I guess. I don't know, guys, but this is red pill right here. This is black pill, whatever. This is both of them. I'm sorry. I love you, but I got pregnant by these old men instead. Because, oops, that just happens. I don't know. Brother, count it as a loss. Count it as a loss. Like me, I saw this, like, I'd probably just be like NoFap for a while. Like, seriously, I'm not even for NoFap, but I'd just be like, you know what? I don't even want to mess with that shit. I don't even want to touch it. I don't want to be nowhere near any of that. But yeah, there's my rant about this, which is the best ending, as far as I'm concerned. Best ending right there. Let them fucking have their way with her. Let them porta potty her ass like they do in Dubai to all the goddamn girls that y'all spend all this money on Instagram. Oh, $70,000. Look what my simp bought me. A $70,000 Tesla. $70,000. Man, she loves you, bro. I'm sorry, but I got pregnant by these old men instead. That's what I'm saying. She got pregnant by these old men instead. She don't love you and your little... She loves that $70,000 car. She don't love you. I'll try to send another tape later. In the meantime, you can masturbate to this one while you wait. No! How about... No! No! Post office? Yeah? I do not accept any mail to my house from that mansion. Mansion, sir. Yeah, a mansion. I worked at it for 2 weeks of hell. I don't want nothing from that. Don't send me nothing. I don't care what it is. I don't want no more tapes. I'm done. I don't even think I'm gonna watch porn for a while. I mean, hell, after you went through all that, the video cuts off there. In fact, I already masturbated to it. The screen is covered in my cum. I just sit there for a few moments staring blankly at the dark screen. My white cum blocking the black screen serves as a reminder of what I just did. Now it's over. I feel guilty. And you ought to. You ought to. You need to go down there from your apartment. Or you call phone and say, hey, Japan Mental Health. Yeah, I need to talk to somebody. I've been through a lot. I need to talk to somebody. I need to get my head right. I can't really explain the situation, but what I can explain is the things that, you know, he's gonna have to go through a lot of therapy.
sexual therapy to where, you know, he's actually to the point where he's overstimulated. So, basically, that's a lot of work. I'd actually like to talk to somebody about this that's more of a sex therapist. Who, what would you do if somebody came in like Sawatari? Where they went through weeks of this. Where they're going through crazy sexual situations, all kinds of drugs that change the brain and body makeup. It's really something like of a case study for this game. You know, what do you do as a therapist when you go through all this sort of thing? I mean, they're constantly testing your body and just making you endure all these horrible sexual torture. I mean, this is not a normal response for somebody. You know, you're not supposed to get off to something like that. And of course he feels bad. He's got some conscience still in his head. Just when I thought I was about to move on from this place, his video has come and turned everything on its head. While I was living a normal life outside of the mansion, Meteorite must have been there the whole time, trapped in a nightmare she couldn't escape from. I shouldn't have left her there, but it's far too late for regrets now. You got to move on. It's gonna take you a long time, mate. It might take a year or so. But, Sawatari, I'm on your team right now. Grim is here on your team. We're gonna weather this storm together, brother. Like, I kinda even wish, you know, I work with a lot of young guys. Kinda wish I had, you know, was able to work with somebody like this and be like, hey, we gotta... I mean, I know what happened to you, ruined your mind, but yeah, he's gonna need pills. Like, I wouldn't even prescribe pills, but in this kind of situation, he'll probably need pills. I mean, it's 2 weeks, it could have been a lot worse, but he's gonna need something to get his mind right. And it's gonna take a long time. I know I've repeated it like a record. But we gotta think about everything he went through, everything he experienced. Things that young men should never have to experience in their life. You know, you gotta look at this rationally. It's fine, mate. It's fine. I'm with you. I'm with you on Team Sawatari. The day after. Several months pass. Ever since I saw the tape, I was so shook up that I stopped going to school and stayed in my room all day. Brother, that's not what you needed to be doing. You need to be going... First thing first, you go to the school, you go to the counselor. I mean, you gotta just talk about it. You just gotta talk about it. Now remember, the police and everybody know about it. So... It's really hard for him to talk because police officers and police chiefs know about it. So, you know, they can hush it all up because they have all that money and connections. So what you got to do is just say, I went through a lot of things. I can't really talk about it. And, I would just stay straight up. I got too much money, too much power. I don't even care at this point. Just so the mistress knows, like, I don't care. I want you guys to keep whatever you had going hush hush. I just need some help. Help me go through it. Help me fix myself. That's what I'm saying here. Because it's like, I don't care. I know police. I don't want nobody getting involved. I just need to go in a clinic and get my head right. I was too scared to even check my mail again. I haven't been able to masturbate either because of the guilt. Needless to say, I haven't watched the video again after that. I was scared if I did, I might start jacking off like a maniac. I couldn't afford to lose what little reason I had left. So I can't just keep running from reality. I've managed to live off the money my parents sent me up till now, but it won't last much longer. My room is buried in trash, and I can't remember the last time I took a bath. Yeah, all this could have been helped if you've gotten some help. He needed some help. They already cut off the gas, and the electricity probably isn't far behind. Guess I should go outside once in a while. Yeah, you should! Touch grass, mate! I mutter and crawl out of my futon. I try to find the most decent pair of clothes I have to change into before going out.
If I keep staying inside this room any longer, I might go insane. When I get to the front door, I find a bunch of mail spilling out of the mailbox on it. Apparently, I haven't checked the mail in so long, the mailbox can't contain all of it. I go to clean up the mess when two relatively thick envelopes catch my attention. It's the same type of envelope the last DVD was sent in. There's two of them. I whisper with dread. While I was too scared to check the mail, I received not just one, but two video letters. My hand shook as I picked them up and checked the date. One is a few months ago, actually, the other is a few days ago. I don't even have to open it to know what's inside. Maybe I should just throw them away. I know I'll regret it if I watch them, but I can't bring myself to do it. Now that I know it's there, I can't just ignore it. Besides, I'd probably regret not watching them too. If I'm gonna be screwed either way, might as well watch it and know for sure. I rip open the envelopes and take out what's inside. No surprise, there's two DVDs. I take a holder of the two and put it in the DVD player. When I push play, a situation similar to the one before pops up on the screen. She's in her panties like before, surrounded by the same naked old men. For a second, I thought it was the same video from last time. But it isn't long before I notice what's different. Her stomach is much larger and has stretch marks. I even notice her breasts are a bit larger and her nipples are a little darker than usual. It can only mean one thing. Been a while, Salutari. Being able to hear her voice again after so long fills me with both joy and apprehension. I break into a cold sweat, dreading what would come next. I'm sending this video because I have something to tell you. Come on, hurry it up. The medicine's starting to work and I don't want to waste time. The old man behind her pulls her panties down with impatience. Oh no, not again. Do we really have to go through all this again? She blushes as her wet pussy is exposed to the camera. I'm in the middle of an important video right now. Just wait a little longer. She looks back at the camera and smiles. Good news, Salutari. There's no problems with the pregnancy. She gives a peace sign for the camera. I actually come a little inside my underwear just seeing her. I knew it was coming, but it's still awful having to learn about it this way. The woman I love was stolen from me by a disgusting old man. And I clap, because you know what? That's life. That's a life lesson being learned, buddy. Snooze, you lose. Comes as a horrible shock, but at the same time, I feel a sense of arousal as I never felt before. Are you done yet? I'm gonna put it in. He rubs his half-erect penis. Alright then, I'm in a stable stage of pregnancy, but do be careful, our baby's in there. Her words are the extra space needed to make him fully erect. Oh, here they go again. Full of energy, after cock gets hard, all the others behind him start to get erect as well. Well, I'm gonna have sex with my baby's father now, she says, maintaining the same smile and peace sign. You can watch as I moan in pleasure like a cat in heat. Oh, I can't take it anymore. It pounces on her, gets an erect penis in place. I don't want to disturb my kids, so I'll use the other hole. He sticks his cock in her asshole. She squirms as his penis crawls up her anus. You didn't say anything about my ass. Hey, it's for the baby. Deal with it. You made sure to poop first, right? Yeah, I pooped everything out. This is my baby's mama. You think of everything. Though I bet you just secretly wanted it in your ass really bad. That's not true. But it feels so good. It doesn't seem what... To me, what hole he uses? She has no problem enjoying herself. Everyone else can spray their sperm all over my pregnant body like always. Salutari, you can't get me pregnant, but you can participate as well. Ugh. Pathetic moan escapes my lips as I stare intently at the screen and start jacking off in the middle of my dirty room, because you're a fucking idiot. Oh, yes, I love it in my ass. Oh, you got a tight little butt. Why would you watch this, Salutari? He pushes his cock deep inside her anus as he pounds his hips against her. Minerai's gotten used to anal sex since I left, apparently getting pleasure taking cock in her ass seems natural to her now. The old men all stand around and watch as they stroke their cocks, masturbate furiously to TV scene right along with them. The bigger your stomach gets, tighter your asshole gets. I love it, thank you very much, you can use my dirty asshole all you want. That's a good girl, don't worry, I'll make your dirty asshole nice, clean the cum, thank you sir, onto my asshole with your semen. Oh man, I love this girl, he gets even more turned on, pounds into her even harder. Oh, my breasts. They've gotten even bigger since you got pregnant. I can't keep my hands off of them. He thrusts into her. He reaches up and fondles her chest. Not so rough. You're going to squeeze some milk out. Good. Let's show the man how much breast milk we can get out of you. Ah, here it comes. Ah, the milk's coming out. White breast milk spurts from my nipples this time. It's just because of the drugs. It's real genuine breast milk that came from being pregnant. Don't squeeze so much. There won't be any left for the baby. Don't worry. It's time to feed him. I'll just squeeze some more out of you. I love having my breast milk. I just love getting fucked while I'm pregnant. Oh, you're so tight. I'm gonna come. Here it comes. Yes, do it. Fill my ass with your cum. Oh, I'm coming from the cock of my ass. The old man gives the last of strength to put an intense last spurt. Another man watching them stroke their cocks fast to keep up. Subconsciously, I start doing the same thing. Oh, I'm coming. Ah, one of the oldest men inside blows his load. I'm coming. The old man directly behind them falls by coming on their face. Oh, have some of mine. The last of the man's finishing touch by coming on their breast. Oh, my chest. I got some for your ass. Do it. Fill my ass. Here come. His anus puckers around a throbbing cock. She's waiting to be filled with semen. I'm coming. I'm getting cum shot on my ass. I'm coming. She covers in pleasure. Achieving orgasm. He gives her a semen enema. My ass full of hot cum. Ah, more. Come me with your cum. I want your old man semen all over my body. She bathes in everyone else's cum while she keeps pouring more into her ass. Me too. I'm coming. I come all over the TV screen like an idiot. Idiot, Salutari. Idiot. By the time everyone's finished, Murderai is covered in wet white cream. Phew, that was pretty good. His cock goes flat and flops out of her ass. Oh, it's gonna come out. With his cock no longer blocking her asshole, the cum he poured inside starts leaking on the floor. Okay, close my ass. Stop leaking semen and close out the video for your little friend that's gonna be watching this. Alright, she turns off the camera and smiles. How was it, Salutari? You enjoy that? I'll send your next message on delivery date. Goodbye for now. And with that, the video ends. I stare at the cum-stained screen for a while in shock. Delivery date. I ponder over her words as my eyes wander over the other DVDs from about a week ago. Even though I knew I shouldn't watch it, I put the next DVD in the player with trembling hands, push the play button. Whoa, the image of the screen takes me by surprise. While the men are the same as usual, Midori herself looks much different from before. Her stomach is swollen up like a balloon, forcing her belly button outward. Her already large breasts are even bigger and her areola even much wider and darker than before. Hello again, Salutari's promise of making another video for you on my delivery day. I'm going to have these old men help me give birth. They're going to fuck my pussy and cut it with cum to help the baby come out smoother. What the? She gives another smile and peace sign. Even though I came moments earlier, it makes my cock stir. The ugly old man holding her from behind pulls down her panties. Watch closely as I push a baby through this very hole. She spreads her pussy open with her two fingers and smiles. I'm in so much shock, I almost come just sitting there doing nothing. She says, alright, the drugs are starting to work. Time to lube up your pussy with my cum. Thank you. Once his ugly black cock gets black, the other men start to get hard too. The show is about to begin. Come and say hi to your baby, daddy. He pushes his cock inside the same vagina that houses his own child. Here it comes. It's not very tight, but the fact that my own kid is right there gets extra spicy. He starts thrusting into her hard right off the bat. Not so hard. You're gonna scare the baby. It's pretty tight. Deeper inside, though, there's nothing like having sex with a girl right before she gives birth, especially when it's your own kid. Overtaken by arousal, he holds nothing back as he pounces to the mother of his child. The other men start masturbating to them like usual, and also, like usual, I join them because I'm an idiot. Hurry up. Hurry up and push that kid out so you can have mine next. I get goosebumps just thinking that my kid's gonna be in there soon. Have my baby too, just wait. Once I give birth to this one, I'll have all your babies too. Her words excite them even more, making them stroke their cocks even harder. Oh, my milk is leaking. The swaying of her breasts as he pounds into her is enough to coax the milk out of her nipples. Well, this is too good. I'm gonna come. He doesn't last long before shooting a seed inside of her. I'm about to give birth. My pussy's being pumped with cum. She shivers with pleasure as the semen splashes against her childbearing womb. There's so much. My pussy's all slimy with cum. I'm gonna make it nice and slippery so our baby can slip right out. Ha ha ha. He finishes filling her with a huge load of cum. Whew, they should be enough to help my kid out of there. He pulls his penis out of her. Oh, his yellowish cum comes flowing back out of her engorged pussy. What, you came already? Don't worry, it ain't over yet. Next, I get to stick in her ass and help push the kid out with my cock. He takes his erect cock and pushes it into the other hole. Oh, I wasn't ready for this today. She body jumps as the first firm cock invades her anus. The baby in there is making your ass tight as hell. He starts thrusting in and out of her asshole. You're gonna push the baby out. The pleasure combines with the pain in her stomach to create a bizarre sensation. He puts so much pressure on her womb, he has to try to hold her stomach in place to prevent her baby from moving around too much. Do it. Have our baby right in front of everyone. It's coming in. I'm gonna give birth. She pants heavily as the cum he poured into her pussy keeps dripping out. Oh god, it hurts. I think I'm dying. The pressure from his cock against her womb forces Midori into labor. I'm giving birth. Our baby is going to be born soon. Oh man, it suddenly just got a lot tighter. Oh, you're going to rip my dick off. Her anus clenches from the labor pain, squeezing the old man's cock harder than he can take. Oh, I'm coming. My ass, I'm coming. The pleasure of having your ass pumped with semen brings Midori to climax. Oh man, this is great. One of the masturbating old men blows his load as he watches the Midori about to give birth. This is the hottest pregnancy I ever saw. Another man follows suit afterwards and sprays his own cum over her belly. Here it comes. Oh, Mirai, I shout as I shot my load all over the TV screen once again because I'm an idiot. My cum lands right on Mirai's pregnancy belly on the screen. Ugh. Eventually everyone finishes dumping their cum on her. Wow, I didn't know I was sex on someone the last month of pregnancy. Was this great? Ugh, his penis goes flaccid and falls out her asshole. Now it's time to give birth to my kid. Alright, she starts pushing. She breathes in and out. She grits her teeth against the labor pains. Here it comes, and she screams a certain something starts to poke out the wrong hole. Here it comes, I'm having a baby. No, she's shitting herself. You're supposed to give birth to my baby, not a turd. It's your fault for coming your ass so much. And spilling all the feces from her colon took a lot out of her. Her anus is so weak from the sex that she can't cut the turd off very well, leaving part of it dangling there. All of a sudden, hot fluid pours from her vagina. Oh, look, my baby's about to be born. It's coming. It's real this time. Her vulva gets pushed upwards, and the entrance to her vagina opens up wide as the head pokes out. A new life, the fruit of her disgusting love, is about to be born. Mirai. When I see the baby come out, I get hit with an orgasm, the likes of which I never experienced before. I shoot a huge load of cum all around me before passing out. Jesus. The day after. What's next? After that, I keep spending days locked up in my room. Why? I waited several months and the next video never came. To occupy myself, I start watching one of the other DVDs like I always do. Saotari, you watching this? I'm doing just fine here. You don't have to worry about me. Mirai is there on the screen watching me with the same smile as always. I watch the video and masturbate again just like I always do. And I would keep on doing that, just waiting for the next video to come. I knew perfectly well there'd be no more videos, but still I wait forever and ever. Well, yeah, the man needed help. Like, after you went through all that, you definitely need help. Like, that's one thing. Sorry for the light scat. That's actually light scat, folks. That's not close to what it normally is. I don't show that, but I had to show all this just to get it fucking through it. But, yeah, guys, I mean, I'm gonna say it again. He's really fucked. Like, and it's not his fault. It's the fault of that place he went to. He needs to get some kind of treatment, rehabilitation. He needs to be on some sort of drugs. We're talking a guy that's pretty much living... he's almost living like a hikikomori. Like, trash all over the place. They're gonna cut off his water and lights. I mean, I guess he got that worked out because he's still there with the video. His DVD still works. But, I mean, there you go. I mean, he's like, oh, I'm going to keep waiting for videos. You're not going to get any more videos. What you need to do is have a guy, an older man, not that older, but an older, you know, a mentor, tell you, hey, it's time to move on. You know, I know you got interested in this girl when you went through that trauma and that trial in that place, but you can't focus on that anymore. You got to stop. You gotta stop touching your dick for a while. Like, he literally needs to refrain from masturbation and any kind of sexual activity for a while. Like, this is when guys say nofap. This is when it actually is a thing that needs to happen. Like, when you go through something like this, yeah, that's the last thing you need to be focusing on and thinking about. You need to be actually focusing on, like he said, he was about ready to move on. He was about ready to move on. He needed to go back to school. He needed to get introduced to, you know, start talking. Because he's got trauma. And he's got PTSD. So he's going to need to start talking with people. He's going to need to start interacting again. That's very, very important. That he starts getting himself back into society. Instead, he kept pushing himself in that room. And... all that room offered him was the videos of the horrible thing again and again. It's like he was still locked in there, you know, in his mind. He's home. He's been home. He's never going to that place again. But he's gonna keep waiting
and he's just gonna rot. He's just gonna be found dead, like a hikikomori, like what happens to him. And it's sad, because this is, you know, it's not his fault that he went through Starless. It's not his fault. Well, I mean, because he was tricked. He went. It was an ad. He got duped. But, you know, the thing is, he just should have said, you know, I need some help. And I say this again and again. He needed some help. You know, Mitarai, she's gone. She's done. You got to move on, mate. That's how you win. You can win against a situation like this, but it takes time. You can't just sit there and be like, oh, I'm going to continue to fap about this stupid thing. Because, I mean, of course, he wanted to be that guy. He wanted to get with her. But the thing is, it's never going to happen. It's done. Basically, that's life sending you, you know, and maybe the mistress meant well with this, where she was literally saying, you know, move on. Like, maybe this was a whole thing of telling him to move on, that it's done. You know, there's nothing else here for you. She kept sending him the stuff, and it's done. It's like, it's over. He's like, I loved you, Salutari, but I got pregnant by these old men instead. That should be it. You should be done. You should be walking off. Like, that's where you need to go. I just, it's not gonna play the movie. But, you know, I mean, the only thing that was dramatic about that ending for me was the fact that he didn't get any help. You know? Maybe, I don't know what Sava's thinking, but yeah, this is a guy that needed some therapy. He needed some assistance. He wasn't getting it. It shows a problem. It shows a problem that young men aren't getting help these days, even though this game is 2011, so it's a little older. It shows that young men really need to be doing, you know, they need to be doing the things to get themselves back on track when they go through any kind of situation. I mean, obviously this is an exaggerated situation. Not so much again with the old men, but this is definitely an exaggerated sexual situation. It's sexual torture. It's trauma. It's PTSD. My man needed some help. That's what he needed. And I say it again and again and again. But, yeah. That's still my favorite, my best ending. The best ending, I think, because he got out. I mean, yeah, he's a hikikomori. That's his own fault. He's the one that put himself in there. He couldn't move on from her. He allowed himself to be bitch made. He allowed himself to be a fucking cuck. And he's like, oh, but I still want her. She's gone. The old men on the boat have just looked at you and said, hey, Salutari, it's time to move on, kid. Go to school. Find your nice girl in school. You know. Try that. That's what you need. We're the old men. This woman here, it's over with. It's done. It's gone. You'll never see her again. It's finished. You know, they sent you the letter. They sent you the tapes. And that's all. That's all it should have. That's all it ever should have been, right there. He should have never watched him. He should have never watched that first tape. He should have thrown him in the garbage. It says Mitarai. He said, you know what? I don't care. That's what he says. I don't care. Throw away the tapes in the garbage. And he goes to school. Go back to school. Go back to being a student. Work on yourself. You've been through hell. Now is the time to build yourself up. That's what you do now. You gotta build yourself back up. The mistress tore him down. Almost like military style. And now he's got to build himself back up to be a man again. And that's hard, because Salutari's not really a man to begin with. He's got a lot of work to do before he's a man. And maybe that's his fault. Maybe that's the problem with that character. But at any rate, I've ranted enough about this. And this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Starless, Nymphomaniac's Paradise. And we'll be back with some more endings. I mean, I don't know what else is going to happen, but just getting them the hell out of there was enough for me. So let's look at the keys. Not that. Not that. Okay, so we got three keys. A new family, escape, and the black video letter. The black video letter was the one where he got out, but we don't know. There might be more. There may still be more that goes. I mean, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and we have the big key, which is supposed to be the true ending. The main key is the true ending to the game. So. I don't know. We'll see, guys. There is some small keys, though. I always wonder what those small keys are for. Yeah. We'll see you next time with the next ending. And this will be the Grim Lord. I'm out. With Starless.